And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the 2021 fall sports season. We're talking football today, and we're joined on the phone lines by coach of the Stuart Broncos, Colin Sherman, back for another year at the helm as the Broncos coming off a playoff season in their opening year in the six-man ranks. So, Colin, thanks for joining us. So you got a little love from the World Herald as they put you in the top 10 in the preseason.
Yeah, that's always exciting to see little old Stuart in the big Omaha World Herald paper.
Well, there's certainly reason for optimism. You know, lost a couple of pretty talented seniors off of last year's team, including Wade Paxton. I know you'll miss him as pretty much on the, you know, more probably on the defensive end, even though he was a solid weapon for you on the offensive end as well. But, boy, you've got to like the nucleus you've got coming back, including a lot of talent at the quarterback and running back as well as receiver positions.
Yeah, you know, Wade's a loss for us on the defensive side of the ball. But like you said, you know, you have your three-year starter coming back in quarterback with Ryan Steinhauser and our running back coming back, Cameron Sattler, who led us in yards and touchdowns last year, and he got hurt in the middle of the year. So we're looking big things with him. And then our kind of surprise last year was Simon Addison. He had a heck of a freshman season, so we're looking for big things from him. And then Hayden Kaup at the receiver and DN spot. He's kind of our you know, big defensive guy this year. He's going to look and contain the edge with that guy. And he did a great job last year as his first year starting as a sophomore. So we're pretty excited with the group we have coming back.
Well, you know, last year you kind of just getting your feet underneath you in the six-man game and figuring out what everybody does and how everybody kind of schemes for you as they saw you for the first time. How much more comfortable are you as a second-year coach now and kind of figuring out, all right, this is kind of how that six-man game works?
Yeah, you know, going into it last year, I got a lot of film from, you know, six-man teams. And, you know, it was just kind of – last year I just kind of wanted to do the basic stuff, you know, kind of – It was the same terminology and everything as our eight-man offense, but, you know, obviously a little different with the six-man game. But, you know, this year I think we're comfortable, especially with the experience we have coming back. We can add a few more, you know, glitches here and there. And, you know, it's not a whole lot of teaching this year. It's just kind of, you know, the boys just kind of step in and do it. So it's kind of fun to add things, and you can do a lot in the six-man game, as everybody knows. So it's been kind of fun this offseason just adding different things here and there.
Well, you last year watching the team, you know, the speed obviously was your strength. And when you matched up with teams that were smaller and quicker, you had pretty sizable advantages. The times I saw you guys struggle a little bit was when you had teams, I think of like Cody Kilgore last year, that were strong and big and could kind of line up and have more of a ground-based attack and kind of be physical. So what are you thinking along the lines this year? I know you've talked about you've got some pretty good returning players that can help maybe on the size front, but how are you looking at that this year from the, you know, last year was such a speedy team. Are you seeing maybe you got, I know you don't have a lot for numbers, but are there maybe different packages you can work with depending on what the other team is presenting?
Yeah, you know, with Torrey Thurlow, he's a big kid, big strong kid coming back, and he played a lot last year as a sophomore, so I feel like a year under his belt of playing experience, you know, he's our size. And like you said, with the different packages, we have Torrey in different packages for us, you know, and, you know, like the Cody Kilgores, you know, we play them third game of the year, and they're big. They have everybody come back. They're number one in the state in six man. So size wise, it's just kind of, you know, we just got to kind of pack it in and have different blitzes from different spots. And, you know, hopefully we can hold our own as best as we can. And, you know, we have Corey Gubels in there too, who's a big size kid, sophomore, you know, and he didn't get a whole lot of playing time last year as a freshman, but he progressed his freshman year, and, you know, I think he's ready to take on a bigger role this year as a sophomore.
Well, you know, with numbers, obviously injuries will be a factor if you can get through the season without dealing with many of those injuries. Who are some of the other youngsters that we might see in maroon this year that some of the Stuart fans haven't had a chance to see before?
Well, you know, with 10 guys, it's every guy is going to have a spot somewhere, you know, whether it's special teams or, you know, coming in for a series or two. But, you know, we have Will Paxton that he's a sophomore, but he decided to come out this year for football, and he's improved so much, you know, on the field and in the weight room. His little brother Ben Paxton is a freshman. Hunter Tubbs and Gavin Mustin will be the kids that are, you know, the three newbies, I guess you could say, that we have. But the the thing that I've really liked about this team that we've that's been different from teams in the past is our weight room has been very consistent. You know, they during the summer it was great. They come in every morning and lift if they don't take a weightlifting class during school. So they're pretty dedicated kids, pretty smart kids. So it's just, you know, I think we need to get that first game under our belt and get comfortable with those new guys, and I think we're just going to get better as the year goes. If, you know, like you said, if we stay healthy, losing Cameron in the middle of the year kind of hurt us, you know, going into the Spalding game and in the first round of the playoffs. And so, you know, just like any, I guess any team around here, if you can stay healthy, you're going to have a pretty successful year.
Well, you get a little extra practice time than some of our eight-man teams that have their season starting on the 26th. You guys are off that week, and we'll play a Thursday game for your first game in the month of September, and you'll get a home game with Sumner Eddyville Miller, a team that you didn't get to see last year with COVID protocols. So, you know, we're hopeful that the season doesn't have any of those issues. I know you lost a couple of games last year with the COVID protocols. So, you know, things you're kind of working on heading into that first game as you kind of work with these new kids, and what are they going to be the key factors other than, of course, injuries for the Broncos to be successful throughout the year?
You know, I think we've been really working on is timing in our offense. You know, we do a lot of motion stuff. And with those new guys, it's just, you know, it's just reps on the offensive side. And defensive side, you know, we did it every practice last year. We did something to do with tackling during practice. I think it really showed, you know, according to the Huskerland magazine, we had the number one defense in six-man last year. And to me, if you can have the number one defense, let alone in any football but six-man, I think you could be really successful. So, you know, we really focus on the defensive side of the ball, you know, since last year, and Coach Larson's done a great job with the defense, and that's kind of what we're going to ride on this year is our defensive experience, and hopefully we can put some points on the board too on offense.
Well, we will have the Broncos on the air for that season opener against Sumner Eddyville Miller. Colin, looking forward to, again, reminding myself to say first and 15 when we have the Broncos on the air. But, yeah, it's a fun game to watch. It's certainly a fun game to call wide open, and we certainly enjoy being able to catch the Broncos throughout the year. So we'll be visiting with you.
All right. Thanks, man.